pleased to welcome MSUM men's basketball head coach Chad Walthall. How are you doing today, Chad?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for giving us a couple minutes of your time on this weekend. I'm sure you guys are got a lot of stuff going on, trying to figure out logistics and all that type of stuff, especially with classes starting up here in, you know, 2-3 weeks. So thank you for that.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, so we had a, there's a lot of younger guys that have been on the team the last couple of years. You know, you're different, whether it's Gavin Bumgarner or even Josie Evely, those type of guys. And we had, that was a tough question right there. I'm trying to look at a couple things on here. But we had one senior on the team last year, essentially, and it was Johnny Beninga. And it was tough watching us lose that last conference game in the conference tournament semifinals and see just the heart and soul of him and everything with that. But what is the outlook of the team this year with only having one guy kind of move on and have all these newer guys kind of take a bigger role?
Well, you know, Johnny was a special kid, or is a special kid, and I shouldn't call him kid, but I guess that's the way coaches talk sometimes. But, you know, Johnny was a really big-time investment guy. He invested into his teammates, he invested into the game, and really was a great leader for us and had a wonderful career, and we're going to miss him. But as you mentioned, I mean, when you just lose one player, no matter who it is, that means you've got a lot of guys coming back and a lot of talented guys. So, you know, I think we return the majority of our scoring. I think, you know, the incoming kids that we recruited. And also, you know, we had some kids redshirt last year that will have a big impact for us. So, you know, and then I think we've got a couple transfer kids that came in that will help us immediately. So, you know, I think it all starts with Gavin Bumgarner. He's our returning first-team all-conference player. He was just outstanding last year. His second half of the season last year was as good as any. And again, he'll just be a junior coming up. So, you know, Bryce Ersfeldt, guys like Simon Sim, Dane Zimmer, I mean, they've all had majority roles, and there's many more. But, you know, we would be disappointed if we weren't right in the hunt at the end, and that's kind of the goal, is to be right there in the end trying to fight for a championship.
Exactly. And then so with, like you said, a lot of that leadership coming back, Gavin Bumgarner, Simon Sam, those type guys were a heck of a lot of fun to watch last year. But Johnny's younger brother, Jacob Beninga, he's actually on the roster. He's a redshirt freshman this year, and he has a heck of a lot of talent. He's not the size that Johnny is, at least at the moment. I'm sure there's a weight training program trying to help him beef up a little bit. But do you think he'll be able to take a little bit of that workload and get a handful of points, whether it's off the bench or in the starting lineup this year, to make up for that 17, 18, 19 points a day, a game that Johnny was putting up?
You know, Jacob's a very talented offensive player. You know, in a lot of ways, he's probably has some things offensively that Johnny doesn't, and I think Johnny would probably be the first one to admit that. But, you know, I mean, obviously Jacob is undersized, but I tell you what, when he walks into the gym, and I say this frequently, not in a negative way, in a very much of a positive way, when Jacob walks into the gym, he there is no doubt he thinks he's the best player in the gym, period. And I think when you're undersized and you got that constant chip on your shoulder, that goes a long way. and that's the thing that I really enjoy about Jacob, is he's a confident guy without being cocky or arrogant. He's just very confident in his abilities, and he's a talented player, and there's no doubt he's going to help us this year, whether that's in a starting role or coming off the bench. He's certainly going to be playing a lot of minutes.
And then, of course, you were able to keep a lot of that local talent in-house here, which is awesome. Simon Sem from Fargo North. You got Jesse Berg from Lake Park Audubon, and then we have an absolute stud coming in this year as a freshman, Drew Hagen, who played for the Moorhead Spuds, and we had an opportunity to watch a couple games last year of him. I mean, he's kind of one of those stretch forwards. You know, he could play, you know, the shooting guard if need be, and he could go all the way up to the three or even possibly in a smaller lineup of four. But, I mean, he can really put up some numbers there. Are you looking for an immediate impact on him, or is he going to try and you're going to try and transition him in to get a
Well, I mean, Drew's going to have a really good career for us, and I think, you know, half the battle of trying to figure out if players should redshirt or not are not only are they ready, but also what is the position or positions, how are we set in the upperclassmen, obviously. And so, you know, I think Drew's best case scenario, and we've talked about this, is ideally he would redshirt. That doesn't mean he will for sure, because, I mean, you know, you never say never, learning that a long time ago. But I think the idea and the plan right now, just because the way our team is set up, with some of the classes ahead of him. We feel pretty good about our threes and fours. And so I think it would be best suited for Drew to redshirt, because not that he wouldn't be able to play and not that he's not somewhat ready to play, but anytime you can redshirt a kid and get away with it and not take a dip with your team as a whole, you want to do it. And it'd probably be in his best case scenario. You know, certainly skill set, as you say. Skill-wise, I mean, he's as good as any that we have. But like most first-year guys coming in, there is an adjustment with strength. And I think a year of being with Travis in the weight room and just continue to strengthen his body and define his body will just help him that much more moving forward, because that's a big part of playing basketball at this kind of level. And that's obviously one of the biggest adjustments going from high school to this kind of level, is just the strength of everyone else that you're playing against, both in practice and in games.
Coach Jay Stenman here. Obviously, we've got a unique year in the year 2020. So looking forward to this coming season, are there any kind of dates that we need to keep an eye on to see what the future or at least the current season of MSUM basketball is going to look like as far as a schedule, if there's going to be any kind of postponement of games like there was in this last spring semester?
Yeah, well, the decision was made a while ago just to play, and this is all over all the Division II, is to play a maximum schedule of 22 games. And for the Northern Sun, you know, we usually like to play, we usually have four non-conference games, and then there's an additional two in-region games. So, you know, usually we'll play 28 regular season games. So we won't play six games that we usually would play. So we just play 22 regular season games. And that works well for the Northern Sun, because there's only 22 Now, I shouldn't say only, but there's 22 conference games. So what we're going to do is we're just going to play our conference schedule. We adjusted, you know, the conference schedule, but we'll play 22 conference games. And then a little bit different for the Northern Sun basketball tournament is we're only going to take eight teams and just go directly to the Pentagon in Sioux Falls for our conference tournament. So you'll basically be taking the top four seeds in each division and playing an elite or quarterfinal, semifinal round. So there'll be no first round games at all. So, you know, if you end up in the top four spots in the North Division, which we certainly hope we will, we'll be hopefully playing in the Pentagon in the conference tournament. So that's the schedule. You know, everything's staying the same so far. I think the biggest thing that we have to watch for is, you know, like everybody else, what happens in the next 3 months. I think the next 3 months are huge, both how are just the general student population going to be on campuses across the country. I do think the more time we have, unfortunately, with fall sports, the timing isn't great for them, obviously, but for the winter sports, I mean, the more time, the better. I mean, obviously, they're hopefully we'll get a control, you know, this thing a little bit better the next 3-4 months. And of course, you know, everybody's hoping for a vaccine somewhere in December or the beginning of the new year. So I think, sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. No, it's all right.
I'm in my car and I bumped the radio.
What? You're not, yeah, but you're not listening.
I love live radio.
You're not listening to us on the radio, though,
know,
Coach?
I think, but I am optimistic. Now, whether we'll have to shorten the season even more, I don't know. You know, that'll just remain to be seen. Maybe we'll start the season after the new year. Mm-hmm. But right now, everything's scheduled as planned. We'll start normal practice in October, and we'll go from there.
All right, awesome. And then we're running out of time with you, so we have one final question I have for you this morning. And so you were talking, we're going to have the NSIC tournament still. It'll be the top four teams from each division, North and South. But with whoever wins the conference there, or the top couple teams, if we have a couple of really good teams like we normally do, it seems, in the NSIC, have you heard any word on there being a national tournament still this year? Or is that one of those things where as they're looking to, in the future, they're trying to hold off on that to make sure everything goes as planned, essentially?
No, I think, you know, everything as far as the winter championships, you know, obviously they canceled the fall championships and certainly feel very sorry and sad, as my daughter's a volleyball player at MSUM. So, you know, we feel it as parents and also just as people that work on campus and are in sports. But the winter championships right now, everything's planned accordingly, the same as it always is. And I think that's really the way to go, is just, you know, hope for the best. I mean, that's really all you can do, and is be as optimistic as you possibly can, because I do think the championships obviously are in the spring for the winter sports, and I think the closer you get to that date, hopefully the more time with COVID-19, things will start to improve dramatically as we move along. So we're all hopeful, but obviously, as we all know and have seen and experienced, every day, every week, every month, it's always evolving into certain things. So you just kind of wait and see and do what you can. But the one thing I do know is we have no control over it other than just wear a mask, social distance, and wash your hands, and we'll see what happens. But we certainly hope for a good sports season for the kids, for the fans, for the parents, for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm really hopeful for the season because it looks like a lot of experience coming back. I think it's going to be a fun year this year for MSUM basketball fans. So thank you for giving us a couple minutes of your time, Chad, and have a great rest of your weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.